This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as a broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. The mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail out there, that would be Felix and his crew, as well as John, the mail hauler. And our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers out there, thanks a lot for you guys tuning in. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us over there, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. There's a live stream being played over there right now. If you can't get us anywhere else, go over there, listen to the stream. It's just like listening to the radio show on the radio when you're listening through your computer to the stream, going to the satellite. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, let me take a look here. All right, we've got a phone call. I'm going to take the call right away. Okay, Magic Mike over there in Clearwater, what's your question?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Miss Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, Denise, when you look back in history, so when World War II came, we were able to win because we converted all of our manufacturing capacity. Instead of making refrigerators and stuff like that, they made tanks and planes. That got us out of that pickle. Then when Kennedy came along and they put the missiles down in Cuba, we came this close to having nuclear war. But both Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev, I believe at the time, finally decided, hey, you know what? It's not worth it. Let's be reasonable people. So that got us out of that pickle. Now, with these incompetence in the White House, if the proverbial doo-doo were to hit the fan, we don't have the ability to manufacture tanks and planes, and we don't have competent, level-headed people in the White House that can step away and take a breather. So I think we're in a very dangerous time, Denise. We've got all of these things swirling, China, Ukraine, Taiwan. So what is your assessment? I think we're in some very dangerous times, and I think one miscalculation on either side could end up being having horrible consequences. Thank you so much.
Okay, Denise, go ahead.
When it comes to the Cuban Missile Crisis, very few know this, but Kennedy ended up capitulating, and that is that he agreed to remove our nuclear weapons from Turkey.
Yep.
And that was what changed that whole dynamic. That piece should not go unforgotten. However, with that, it did stop that whole crisis for sure. As of today, yes. But we're really in a cyber electronic and information war at this point. I think that one of our biggest problems is our Defense Secretary Austin. He thinks that everything is okay, but the rest of the people at the Pentagon don't think so.
Nope.
And that was very evident with this national security confab that they just had at the Reagan Library over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. This Secretary Austin just doesn't get it. But one piece that's very, I think that's probably the most undebated, undiscussed, is our abilities in space. And I believe that they will lean heavier on the abilities that we have in space than we probably are aware of. And we have to give some real appreciation to the fact that we now have a space force. There's some very remarkable things that are happening in space.
Yep.
So it is bleak. It's very bleak. And I don't think that the powers in the Biden administration have the guts or the will to be offensive to stop some of these things. In fact, I know they don't. And that's therein lies what the real problem is. If they had been offensive and pretty savvy and resourceful, then the matter of Russia and Ukraine never would have gone on this long. For the Biden people and Biden himself to say that they were very surprised about this invasion is a flat-out lie. They knew clearly about the invasion was going to happen almost a year before it did happen, and this administration did nothing. Why? Because they're compromised. They were spending more time on getting out of Afghanistan, which was into itself now proving to be a bigger debacle than we thought.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. If you have any questions, 877-969-8600. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Traveling this holiday season? The TV in your hotel room holds hidden tech tricks, from helping you charge your devices to catching up on your favorite streaming shows. I'm Kim Commando with three ways tech pros use a hotel or vacation rental TV. 1. Did you forget to pack a wall charging plug, but you still have a USB cable on hand? No problem. Just plug the phone's cable into the TV's USB port to give it a fast charge. Also, take a look at the lamps in the room. Many have charging ports. 2. Do not sign in using your streaming username and password on the room's TV. That's a great way to let the next person in the room buy content on your account. unless you log out before you check out. That's why number 3 is important. Connect your laptop or tablet to the hotel's TV. All you need is an HDMI adapter. Now you can watch your movies, shows, and listen to podcasts right on the hotel TV. Or take the easy route, use a Chromecast or AirPlay device. And get my new daily podcast called Kim Komando today. You have a lot of places to get your tech news. I know that. But there's only one website that tells you what the tech news means to you. And that's my site, Komando.com. Every day, you'll find breaking tech news, security alerts, along with really useful tips and product reviews. Tens of millions of people just like you visit my site, and I'd love for you to become a regular. I bet you learn one great thing each day at Komando.com. And at my site, you also get early access to my USA Today columns, too. And to make things easier on your busy life, sign up for my free newsletters that get delivered right to your inbox. You can pick and choose what you're interested in, whether that's smartphones or smart homes, Windows or Mac. And this way, you only get the know-how that you want. And I'll never, ever send you spam because I value you and your inbox. At Komando.com, there are links at the top of the page to get my free newsletters. And also, send me a personal message. Go now while you're thinking about it. That's Komando.com. KOMANDO.com.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will do just that. Before I get back to Denise, I need to let you know that this part of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers and growing. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, you can bundle all those together and save money. But you want to talk about saving money? Here you go. This is the supreme bundle. Call it what you want. Your house, your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance if you rent, or your condo if you have a condo. Add that into the mix and you will find out you'll save a ton of money. That's what it's all about, bundling your policy together. So go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and check with one of their people and see what it is they can do to help you. If you want to talk to a local agent, they'll give you that information too. You'll be able to do just that, sit down with your local agent, or you can handle it all on the web at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon and more with Denise Simon, and thank you very much. Hope you're having a good day, kiddo.
It's still early.
Yeah, you're right, it's still early. You know, I want to say one more thing about Comer here, and I want the people in Georgia to pay close attention to me. Now, the congressman who will be in charge of the committee that probably will be doing the investigation on the Biden family is talking, and yesterday he talked a lot to Maria Bartiromo over at Fox. And Joe Biden, and this is his quote, Joe Biden met with every single person he said he never met. Then he goes on to say, we have the emails to prove it. Joe Biden was actively involved. What the Biden family was doing was selling access to Joe Biden. There is an active investigation of Joe Biden. And because we believe the family's influence peddling is a national security risk, we are going to pursue it.
Well, they already have the emails because the emails are sitting in the Biden laptop. And then Comer and Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Grassley all have a copy of the hard drive as well. So the fact that Comer saying is going to be investigated, it's already being investigated. But once Comer takes over the oversight committee, then they then have subpoena power. But Yeah, this is really quite remarkable that it has taken so long, because let's remember the FBI has had this laptop forever, and they've done nothing, virtually nothing. And so I would argue that Christopher Wray's got to go, and I think he needs to go now. There are some in on the Hill when he testifies before whatever committees, they've asked for his resignation. But for this cat to allow this to, you know, go on is really outrageous. But the big question here is that I need an answer for is that what Hunter Biden was doing, he was the front guy.
Yep.
I mean, he was doing things, as I see it, at his father's behest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question becomes, who opened the doors for Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden didn't concoct all these names and create all these entities. Those came from, I mean, Hunter Biden wouldn't know some of these leaders in Ukraine and China and Russia and Uzbekistan or wherever else they were, Peru and so forth. So there's a piece missing here that I really want to get to the bottom of. You know, who provided this list and opened these doors for Hunter to walk through them? And I don't think it was Joe necessarily either. I think Joe was collaborating with some other people out of the State Department. And at the time, I think we need to necessarily look at those like John Kerry. And we don't talk about Harry Reid anymore because he's dead.
Right.
But nonetheless, he was part of this mix too. So there's more to necessarily be uncovered. And I think that is part of the subpoena power that Comer is going to need when he takes over the Oversight Committee.
Who was our trade representative at that time?
No idea. I mean, U.S. trade representative?
Yeah, I was thinking it was the woman that at one time was at the U.N., wasn't it her?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'd have to do a little bit of research on that. But I'm just coming up with some reason I'm thinking that she at that time was at the trade representative, because if it wasn't the State Department per se that would have been giving him all that information.
Well, the State Department, look, the State Department, through its ambassador network across the globe, virtually knows everything that is happening. They know about every trip that any person from the United States, whether it's in government or whether it's in corporations, that they make to a foreign country, period, because you have to have a visa. And so the State Department virtually knows every movement of, you know, the president of every corporation or any other what they call legal attachés, or including those from the FBI and agents that have to go to a foreign country. So I think that the pivot point here is really the State Department, which I think is probably more corrupt than anything that we ever seem to have a discussion about. And it began with Hillary when she was Secretary of State. So what we're beginning to find out here, you think you know a lot about the corruption that goes on in Washington, D.C. I think what we learn is like the deck chair off the Titanic, and I use that on purpose because
right.
The Titanic is going down, and we don't even get music. But I would say this. What we're finding out with Biden Incorporated, the Biden Crime Family Incorporated,
yep.
And then with what Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss are working to expose on Twitter, we're finding out here that we aren't any better than the corruption of any other third world country. What is particularly interesting is that Elon Musk, speaking of foreign, is we already know that Bolsonaro of Brazil had two visits to not contest his presidential election results,
right,
where they show that he lost. One was by our director of the CIA, and the other was Tony Blinken, Secretary of State. Don't contest this. And today, the people of Brazil are still, in fact, protesting because they do want Bolsonaro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's particularly interesting here is that Elon Musk comes out And he drops the clue that additionally, the powers that be within our own government were using Twitter to influence and infect the presidential race in Brazil.
So, wow.
Well, I mean, you know, let's not forget Obama did it trying to stop Netanyahu. Remember that one?
I do.
Remember those elections? Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you put all these incidents on a piece of paper and spread these pieces of paper out on a tabletop, you're going to need one, a big table. But if you put them all together, it's going to tell a whole nother story here that it's going to take somebody with some real strategic thinking to you know, compile it all. We're being so manipulated out here. And for the Bidens, for their Christmas decorations in this White House, with the theme of we the people is offensive.
Right.
Because Biden is clearly only representing one half of this country or whatever half of this country. And the stuff that this White House is doing doesn't include we the people at all. So, yeah, they talk about Ukraine being corrupt or, you know, we are on par with them, if not worse.
Now, the Supreme Court is weighing the most important case on democracy coming up. There's two of them that I can think of. Which one are they talking about?
I don't know. I do know that there's a very big one, that they're the case that they heard on immigration.
Yep. And there's one on religious liberty, too.
Yeah. And, you know, sadly, they can come out with these decisions here pretty quickly, but For some of these decisions that are so, so important that we have to wait until the end of the term, which puts us into June, is really kind of outrageous. There's some things here that really can't wait. We're in crisis mode in several things, and the southern border certainly is one of them. But when it comes to religious rights, you know, there are people that are suffering. They need to come out with these decisions fast.
All righty, we will talk tonight. We didn't get a chance to talk about one thing, but we're going to get into... tonight, when we come back, just a teaser, we're going to get into talking about President Trump, and he's starting to get very boisterous on the internet. We're going to tell you all about that. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And President Trump definitely came out over the weekend and opened up the door to some more things. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
AM 930. The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. World shares are mixed. Oil prices have risen after the European Union and the Group of Seven agreed on a boycott of most Russian oil and committed to a price cap of $60 per barrel on Russian exports, effective Monday. Shares fell in Paris and Frankfurt, but rose in London and Tokyo. Hong Kong's benchmark jumped 4.5%. The Shanghai Composite added nearly 2% as more Chinese cities eased away pandemic precautions and a potential boon to the economy. Sad news from the entertainment world. Bob McGrath, an actor, musician, and children's author, widely known for his portrayal of one of the first regular characters on the children's show Sesame Street, has died. McGrath was a founding cast member of Sesame Street when the show premiered in 1969, played the friendly neighbor Bob Johnson. Until 2017, McGrath was 90 years old. This is SRN News.
Mixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton is Florida's sweetest attraction. Whether you're looking for fresh fruits straight from our groves, stopping in for one of Mixon's famous pressed Cuban sandwiches at the Groveside Cafe, taking a walk on the wild side on our wildlife preserve, or you're in the mood for a tasty treat like our orange vanilla swirl ice cream, you'll find it and so much more at Mixon Fruit Farms. For more information, visit Mixon.com. That's M-I-X-O-N.com.
Mixon Farms, a fruit farm with a twist.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now, 833-32-BIBLE. That's 833-32-BIBLE. 833-32-BIBLE.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You bet it is, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are here in a minute. Don't go anywhere. And oh, by the way, coming right up, your military and veterans news report. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy brings you the Military and Veterans News Report every day at this time. It is sponsored by them. Their website, of course, naa.edu, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Their phone number, 800-659-2080. That's important that you have that because of what I'm going to tell you next. Phone number again, 800-659-2080. They have two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm over here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And they have another one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you should call them up and ask to take the tour. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, or even both. And if I was considering becoming an aviation maintenance tech at one of the best schools in the country to learn it at, I would definitely be going to both campuses. Why? Because you'll get a chance to talk to the students there. You'll get a chance to talk to the instructors there. And you'll get a chance to talk to the financial people there. Because if you're a veteran, they'll explain to you about your GI Bill. If you haven't already had it explained to you, they'll let you know how much money you have left on your bill. If you've already used it somewhere for education, they'll let you know what you got left. And if you have to, they'll turn around and they will allow you the opportunity to get with them to find out what you can do in terms of their training that they offer. Now, all that being said, I want you to make sure that you at least go check them out on the web at NAA.edu, NAA.edu. All right, well, very quickly, I'm going to go to the telephone line here and see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Judy in Sarasota.
Judy.
How are you?
Busy. What's up?
Yeah, I know you're busy. Okay, I'd just like to mention quickly, I was glad to hear what Denise said about the Christmas decorations at the White House, because about a week ago, I heard that they were going to have the We the People, and they were going to feature the Constitution, the Declaration, and Independence Hall. And I felt so insulted by that, and I thought, gee, am I the only one? And I was kind of glad. I was going to call you in back then and mention it, but I was really glad to hear Denise say that she felt it was insulting, too, because it's the very thing that it seems as though they're trying to destroy, they're displaying, to look like, you know, what not they are really. If you know what I mean.
Well, you heard what I said about Joe Biden and all the stuff that he was saying wasn't true. We actually know now is because of emails and letters that have come across the internet that we're now seeing live and in living color. They can no longer deny this. This happened. They controlled an election because of it, and it's all there for the people to see. All they got to do is go look.
Yes, sir. That's
all right.
True.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Good night now.
Yep. Okay. That's Judy down in Sarasota. Now, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but our military had a little bit of a problem last week or the week before, somewhere in there. We had nine sailors get injured on the Abraham Lincoln. I believe it was the Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. A fire aboard the aircraft injured nine of our sailors. And we're just now starting to find out about some of it. We didn't hear about all of it, but we're starting to find out about some of it. The nine sailors suffered what the Navy termed minor injuries last week when a fire broke out aboard the aircraft carrier. That's all I know about it. I haven't gotten anything else, but that's enough to know about at the moment. Now, the Senate also confirmed the Pentagon watchdog after a vacancy of 7 years. We used to have a watchdog that watched the Pentagon. Why? Because of all the money they were spending in addition to what they were getting. Now, the Senate on Wednesday of last week confirmed Robert Storch to serve as the Defense Department Inspector General in a 92-3 vote, making him the first Senate-confirmed official to assume the role since John Raymer left the post in January of 2016. We'll see how that works out. By the way, we lost a hero from the Greatest Generation. Hiroshi Miyamura, a former Army corporal who was awarded the U.S. Medal of Honor for his actions during the Korean War, has died at the age of 97. Godspeed, Mr. Miyamura. Now, the Air Force announced that it's tapped more than 500 airmen for promotion to Chief Master Sergeant. The service's highest enlisted rank, one in five eligible airmen were actually promoted to that position. And wait till you hear this one. You Marines out there, you may not know this, but you're going to find out about it now. The very first female Marine Expeditionary Force Sergeant Major is now on her way. A female Marine will serve as the top enlisted advisor to a three-star general with a Marine Expeditionary Force. Kudos to her. Kudos to her. Now, the Ukraine has continued to press NATO on membership. The alliance will give them certain guarantees, but so far that's not happening. Oh, by the way, a letter bomb was delivered to the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid, Spain. It exploded, slightly injuring an employee. And as a result, Ukraine ordered the embassies around the world to strengthen their security after the attack. We'll see how that works out. In addition, the Allies are trying to find ways to help the Ukraine protect their grid from Russian airstrikes. Now, by their grid, we're talking about their power grid. because Russia is trying very hard to put all of Ukraine in the dark. They may succeed in it. They may not. We don't know. But we do know this. It's not going to stop them, what we're doing. But something needs to wake Russia up, and fast, while we can still do some waking up. Now, did you know the Pentagon's lead intelligence agency has a human resources problem? There are too few human resource staffers for the intelligence, military intelligence agency, trying to bring in new people. There's a backlog of applications. They can't get to them fast enough. There's an effort underway, by the way, too, in the Pentagon, to remove language from Defense Department policies, regulations, and instruction that stigmatizes mental health conditions and discourages service members from seeking help. They're trying to make it easier for the military men and women to get some help if they need it. And maybe that's a good thing. We'll see. By the way, some more information that came out of the back door here on the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, who was convicted last week of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn President Joe Biden's election. It handed the Justice Department a major victory in their massive prosecution case of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. They're hoping it'll open the door to more. It might not. I don't know. But they're trying to get all this rammed through as fast as they can before the Republicans take control, because the Republicans have said they're going to take this committee in a different direction, if not disband it altogether. We'll see. And believe it or not, somebody finally agrees with me. TikTok poses a legitimate national security concern. How about that? About damn time they woke up. All right, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of tax professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469.
Need cash? Sell unwanted gold and diamond jewelry to Empire Diamond. Call 1-800-728-3425. In the Empire State Building since 1931 and a reputable Better Business Bureau member, Empire is paying the highest prices ever. The time to sell is now. Empire Diamond offers the highest cash prices without any pressure. Don't wait for gold prices to drop. Call 1-800-728-3425. That's 1-800-728-3425. Or visit EmpireDiamond.com.
York, install confidence.
Howdy folks, Chris Cashy here with AC Today. Inflation Reduction Act? I know you've heard of it, but you're probably wondering how this applies to me. You see, AC Today has partnered with York on a program that can save you thousands of dollars on a new Inflation Reduction Act eligible energy efficient air conditioner. That's right. You can save up to $4,500 off the cost of a new energy efficient air conditioner that includes a 10-year parts and, get this, a 10-year labor warranty as well. We can wrap this in a 25-month no-interest program to make getting a new system and locking in today's prices something that everybody can afford. So if you're looking for a company that you can trust and that's locally owned and operated, call AC Today, 941-755-1336, or visit us at actoday-fl.com. For all your AC needs, you have to call AC Today, not tomorrow.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All righty, before I get over there to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura has been around for a while. They're located here on North Florida Avenue, directly next to the Moss Nissan dealership in Tampa. Now, they get customers from all around the country, and there's no reason why they shouldn't because of what they do. I'll tell you that in a second. They also get customers from out in the upper Midwest and out to the west, as far out as Phoenix, Arizona, and all points in between. I've never seen anything quite like it, but I think I've figured it out. You see, that's because your Moss Acura, new or certified pre-owned, comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're EMS, a firefighter, or police, sheriff, or state trooper, are going to get a great opportunity on a vehicle. And your church pastors, too, are going to get a great opportunity on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. All you got to do is go to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Remember, they're on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Stop on by, see what they have to offer, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, while you were sleeping over the weekend, a lot of people are waking up to this, some 40,000, maybe more, customers of Duke Power are without power, and they will be for a little while, because somebody using what appears to be military-grade ammunition shot up a power substation and knocked it offline. And I mean, they hit this substation many, many, many times with what looked to be like armor-piercing bullets.
Yeah, I was in North Carolina this past weekend. So, you know, the story was, you know, obviously very, you know, prevalent there in the news. And yeah, I didn't know about the military grade ammunition, but I
just found out about that today.
Yeah, I you know, very, you know, aware of some sort of, you know, active, I don't know, vandalism, what I don't know what it is. If I had to go shoot up one of those things, unless they're just, you know, trying to, you know, had nothing else better to do with their time. I don't know about an act of terror, but, you know, at the time there was about 40,000 people that were without power. I don't know if it's the same.
39,000 and change now.
Yeah.
And it'll be that way for a while because this isn't something that you can just repair. They have to bring in the brand new parts to put there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they damaged the transformers.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, substation stuff and supply chain issues are going to make it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, they had bullets that actually went into these things and knocked them out that way. And you don't do that with a 22 caliber or even a 7.62 standard round. It takes a certain round to be able to do that.
Yeah, infrastructure, you know, vandalism damage is something that, you know, we need to be paying very close attention to. And, you know, I would think that around items like this, they're you know, you're going to put cameras anywhere. I think that these would be the spots.
Well, we're not hearing if they had them there or not. And I think there's a reason for it, because if they did, they don't want the bad guys to know that they saw them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yep, unless they knocked him out to begin with, knowing where they were. We don't know, but this is definitely an act of terrorism. There's no way around it.
Well, yeah, you definitely think it's terrorism?
I do.
Well, what's the end game there?
Well, somebody that doesn't like us, somebody that wants us to suffer, could be somebody with a Ukrainian background that wants us to feel the way they do. Could be something radical like that, but this was done intentionally. And it was done with malice. It was not just done because somebody felt like shooting at something.
Okay. Yeah, you know, could be right there. I mean, again, you know, what kind of terror, what, you know, like I said, terror can take on, I guess, many forms, and it has many different definitions. Again, I'm always trying to think, I said, what's your end game is here? It's like disrupting lives over the short term, but they most certainly did that.
Now, the FBI director has raised the national security concern over TikTok. You and I have been talking about TikTok for years and the threat that was there. You think people are finally waking up to that threat?
Well, I hope so. I mean, but again, still, you know, the kids love it. That's for sure. Very popular with the kids. And, you know, I think it's, you know, like a lot of these algorithms that are in these social media things are just, they're tracking behavior pretty much in what people are going to do and how they're going to react to things and what's going to, you know, push them in different directions. I think China's going to, you know, will probably use this in the form of, influencing elections to some degree. I think that's down the road. Obviously, you know, kids are very, you know, malleable with what to do. And I think that that's probably the route that they're going to use for this. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's just one big information gathering thing, service, like all social medias. That's what they're there for. That's what they're designed to, is just to gather as much information about you and then push, you know, advertisements or push you in a certain direction.
You want to save money on gas, right?
Well, everybody does.
Well, there's a new way to do it, apparently. Lauren Fix, who's known as the car coach, has come out and said that with synthetic fuel, we can replace gasoline and lower the price of the fuel that goes in our vehicles.
How are we going to go about doing this?
Synthetic fuel. That's like burning 3-in-1 oil in your car.
Okay. Listen, I'm not... Yeah, you know, I like cars, but I'm not that much of a car buyer to actually understand how that would go about working, what the cost would be. And again, you know, you're dealing with the environmentalists out there, you know, what it would take to get something like this done. We're always trying to come up with some sort of alternative. I mean, you know, the some of the blends and things that we do with ethanol and whatnot that, again, I'm not a big fan of. You know, I think that, you know, we waste way too much farmland, quite frankly. on, you know, growing corn to put that into cars. I don't know. I mean, is it really worthwhile when we have all of this, fossil fuels readily available? I don't know. Does it make sense? Who knows?
Well, do you plan on going to Los Angeles anytime soon?
No, I know. They're paying like $5 a gallon over there. But
oh,
no.
It gets worse. Wait till you hear this one. The Los Angeles City Council voted unanimously to immediately ban a brand new oil well that they had authorized just a few weeks before, and phasing out all of the existing oil wells within the city limits of Los Angeles. In other words, no more oil for the refineries that are located just outside the city of Los Angeles. That's going to create a huge problem.
Oh, I'm aware of that story about the oil drilling, but I don't live in Los Angeles.
You know what that's going to do to gasoline? It's going to go out of sight.
Well, maybe there, but there is right. You know, I could care less. I mean, that's what people voted for. That's what you want. You know, then deal with it. I mean, you vote for these people and, you know, you vote for these policies and, you know, you get what you vote for. I mean, that's how our system is supposed to work.
Now, we've got a friend in low places, and that would be Elon Musk. And I use that just kind of, a little bit of humor in there. Elon Musk is now vowing that there'll be more Twitter revelations to come this week, and he's pretty much putting them out different ones every day of the week, isn't he?
The information is free flowing, that's for sure, and you got to kind of stay on top of everything that's coming out. And he did promise. He says he's got a lot more that's going to be coming out over the near term, and you know it's got a lot of the media in an absolute tizzy right now.
Well, we now know that a lot of what was said by not only Donald Trump, but by some of us, myself and yourself included, back in the day, a few years ago, was absolutely spot on correct. We had the right sources then. We got the right sources now.
Well, I mean, it wasn't difficult to see what was going on with these social media. I mean, starting from the whole, starting to censor people about conversations about COVID, which was as plain as day that this was, a lab leak type of a situation. And nope, you can't have that. You're getting taken down. I mean, you can't get into that. That whole censorship bit is rough. And Twitter did a number on that last election.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there and check it out. Find out what he's all about. And we'll be right back with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. That's undergroundusa.com. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
News, insight, passion.
Hey, 9:30. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel next October for the Stand with Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we visit key sites in the Holy Land. Thoughtfully designed to give you an unprecedented view of a region you've likely only heard about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details. You'll set foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and more. We'll have special guides for our group, luxury accommodations, and I will be broadcasting, and so will Mike, our shows from Israel. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel Tour. Come with Mike Gallagher and me in 2023. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519 or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930. The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
Tour.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump stirring the waters again.
Trump raised eyebrows by calling for the termination of the Constitution to overturn his 2020 election loss. He also recently had dinner at his Florida home with white supremacist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes and rapper Kanye West, who has made anti-Semitic remarks. Trump's statements and actions have been criticized by fellow Republicans.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. World shares mixed. Oil prices have risen after the European Union and the Group of Seven agreed on a boycott of most Russian oil and committed to a price cap of $60 per barrel on Russian exports. Shares fell in Paris and Frankfurt, but rose in London and Tokyo. Hong Kong's benchmark jumped 4.5%. The Shanghai Composite added 1.8% as more Chinese cities eased away pandemic precautions in a potential boon to the economy. Speaking of China, its country recently experienced pop-up protests against not only strict COVID restrictions, but also against President Xi Jinping and the Communist Party. Author and China expert Gordon Chang tells the Salem Radio Network, we can expect more people taking to the streets all over the country.
Now, the Communist Party can squelch protests. They're very good at that. But because of the way the people feel, and this is deep-seated and widespread, we are going to see these protests again when there's another incident.
Chang says because China's not relenting on their COVID rules, he expects another mass protest very soon. And eventually, he says the Chinese people will bring down the party. Bob McGrath, an actor, musician, and children's author, widely known for his portrayal of one of the first regular characters on the children's show Sesame Street, has died. McGrath was a founding cast member back when the show premiered in 1969, playing friendly neighbor Bob Johnson. He was 90 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Soon, it will be time to make important decisions about your Medicare prescription drug coverage. Shine counselors provide free, unbiased help in selecting a Medicare Part D or Advantage plan. If you have questions, Shine can guide you through the enrollment period ending December 7th. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
This radio station is free to listen to. There's a new bill in Congress that could force local radio to pay even more for playing the music owned by foreign record labels. If they have their way, it could stop the music, talk, and information. Please text the word local to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio. This message furnished by Salem Media Group of Tampa and Sarasota and the NAB.
500.
Asia's richest man, coal magnate Gautam Adani, says he wants to be known as the world's largest renewable energy player by 2030.
Adani, who made his vast fortune betting on coal as an energy-hungry India grew swiftly after its economy was liberalized in the 1990s, notes he's also investing heavily in petrochemicals and conventional power. With a net worth around $125 billion, the tycoon has diversified into construction, data transmission, media, renewable energy, defense manufacturing, and agriculture.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports that Adani has profited mightily since Narendra Modi, India's most influential prime minister in decades, took office back in 2014. Industries aligned with the government's strategic priorities. Check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Odyssey.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
At Mr. Sparky, we're America's on-time electrician. We all count on our home's electrical outlets to provide us the power we need when we need it. But sometimes an overloaded circuit can lead to a blown outlet, a major fire hazard. Safety is key when replacing an outlet or adding new ones. So leave it to the pros at Mr. Sparky. We'll get it done right and get it done safely.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out this morning to AM 950, The Answer, over in Orlando, FM 94.9. Now, a special shout-out goes out also to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, Felix sending the bulk mail haulers, John the mail hauler, too, wishing you a great day out there hauling the mail to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, and our Amazon warehouse workers is working there in the warehouse, as well as our drivers out there tuning in. Thanks very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All the same way, Captain's America, Captain's America. That's how you follow us over there. Now, don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com to find out more about what we do and how we do it. All right, joining us right now from the northern part of Florida, up in the peninsula, almost all the way to Georgia, not quite, but almost, we have Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
They couldn't wait to get out there on the porch and do that for you. They've been excited for the last couple hours. Oh, Frank's coming on. Frank's coming on. So there you go. All right. Got to give him a special thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, people in digital applause world.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will remind you about that every time. Well, Frank, we have a caller on the line we're going to take right away to find out what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from Land O'Lake, Florida.
Great little place.
It is. It's a great place to be.
Yep.
Yeah, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I just want to say I am a big believer in prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that with Herschel Walker, we need to storm heaven with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting day, a Tuesday, because it's a feast day in the Catholic Church of St. Nicholas. He was a bishop of the church in 325 A.D. He attended the Council of Nicaea. And as the story has it, that he actually came up against Arius, who was, you know, the Arian heresy, which is different than the Arians today.
Mm-hmm.
But the Arian heresy, you know, denied that, you know, the divinity of Christ. right?
Mm-hmm.
They just said that he was man-made God instead of God-made man, right?
Right, right.
And so I just want to tell people, whoever's listening, to please, you know, ask for his intercession, because feast days are huge. And, of course, he's like one of the patrons of the Greek Orthodox Church as mm-hmm. well. And they have many churches named after him.
Yep.
But in the Catholic Church, right, we know about St. Nicholas, but mm-hmm. people just think, oh, it's candy and shoes and that sort of thing in Holland. But it's really a big deal, because
right.
I know that they have a lot of intercessors. You know, Hebrews 12 tells us that we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
Right.
And it's just, not just angels, it's the saints.
All right, well, we'll talk it up here, and we'll see what Frank has to say. But thanks a lot for the call, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Take care.
I appreciate it, and God bless you.
God bless you. Okay. Well, you know, Frank, first of all, the power of prayer is amazing.
Well, absolutely, and coming from a background when you're dealing with people's lives, in the many years that both you and I spent on the ambulance,
yep,
you understand that there is a hand of God in some of the things that happen here on earth.
Yep,
there's no question about it. Anybody who has been in that position for as many years as you and I did,
yep,
saw it happen. It's hard to explain a lot of things that we saw.
Yep.
Especially when the outcome was very, very good.
Especially when you brought somebody back from a massive heart attack.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about the battle of good and evil, right and wrong, like we're seeing today in our culture.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Asking for the path forward and guidance for a path forward is always a smart and humble way to go forward. So when you're looking at, we talked about Herschel Walker before we got on the air, and that special election coming Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. And I say that kind of rolling my eyes, because it's something we should all be doing. George Washington asked for guidance all the time.
You bet.
All of our founding fathers asked for guidance all the time. So let's pray that the people handling the ballots and the people who are going to execute the election on Tuesday as election day, maybe if they had humility enough to ask for guidance, we wouldn't see some of the chicanery that we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of things that people need to understand. First of all, the military, we have hearts in the military. We have hearts as first responders. One of the last things that we did before troops were sent into battle, number one, and firefighters went into a major evolution, number two, was we got on our hands and knees and we prayed. And I mean that sincerely and honestly. I'll get into that on the way back. I got to take a break with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Hey, go nowhere. We're coming right back with a whole bunch more on a Monday morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama fall.
Insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Could have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Marketing your business is hard. It's so competitive, and getting new customers is as hard as keeping your existing ones. We know it because we're a local business too. So when it comes to marketing your business and getting new customers, we know how to do it. Our digital marketing firm, Salem Surround, is built to create customized solutions to your business, not your competitors, just you. Reach out to us at salemsurround.com, and we'll work with you to create those solutions that will increase your business and bring you new customers. salemsurround.com.
Don't miss this special offer. Save 50% off a collection of four number one best-selling books by David Limbaugh, only at Regnery.com for a limited time. You get Jesus is Risen, Jesus on Trial, and The True Jesus in paperback. And as a bonus, you also get David Limbaugh's latest book, The Resurrected Jesus, in hardcover. Buy them together and get 50% off at Regnery.com. Start with the book, Jesus is Risen, to get a riveting account of the birth of Christianity. Next, in Jesus on Trial, Limbaugh applies his lifetime of legal experience making the case for the Gospels as hard evidence of the life and work of Christ. Then in the book, The True Jesus, we're brought face to face with the Son of God. And in The Resurrected Jesus, the writings of Jesus' earliest followers present irrefutable evidence of his resurrection. Get all four of these David Limbaugh bestsellers, including his latest book in hardcover, The Resurrected Jesus, for 50% off. But remember, this offer is only available at Regnery.com. Regnery.com.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aqua Powders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aqua Powders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Weekdays at 3, it's Phil's Game with Phil Grandy.
Inflation is going to kill this country. It's going to kill the working guy. And when the crash happened in 2008, the prescription, and all the smart people knew it, was to rely on building small businesses, the backbone of this nation. But see, that wouldn't work for Obama and Biden because they didn't want to upset supporters on the left.
Phil's Game. Weekday afternoons at 3, only on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. And before we get back to Frank, I need to tell you this segment of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss. That's spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Now, this time we're going to talk about Moss Nissan and their dealerships because they have a dealership in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan brand-new facility on State Route 50 just this side of the Suncoast Parkway in Brooksville. And I mean to tell you, you want to see a place you can eat off the floor? That's one of them. That's one of them. Now, remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, police, sheriff, state police, or church pastors too, all get a great deal taken care of and offered to you. In addition, they have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle that includes free oil changes and tire rotations. So check them out online first. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out online first, and then set up an appointment and go check them out and see what they got in the way of certified pre-owned and brand new. You might be surprised. You might make a deal, and all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you, and that'll open the door a little wider. All right. Back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and good morning, Frank, and welcome back.
Mr. Captain.
You know, it's always a pleasure when you and I can sit here and use a little nostalgia to talk about what we just did during the break, because you and I have talked about a lot of the stuff that suddenly, and I'll use a terminology that I haven't heard in a while, that suddenly the young whippersnappers are starting to use that we were using 20 years ago on the radio and talked about almost every year, several times a month, until today, where we're still talking about it, and that is these people, well, the government's doing this, and well, they got people embedded, and well, how'd that happen? Excuse me, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote about it with a consortium of writers from back when in the New Media Journal day, which in the fraudulent senator.
Yep.
That chronicled and documented the placement of careerists in the Department of Justice, especially to run interference politically for the progressive left.
Yep.
Moving forward. These were people who were hired in upper middle management who had career paths to the top, people like Christopher Wray, you know, and now he's the director of the FBI.
Uh-huh.
And we're seeing that whole executive floor over at the DOJ and the whole executive floor over at the FBI completely politicized. And that was something that was started by in a concerted effort by Bill Clinton and the Clinton White House.
Yep.
They knew going forward that if they were going to be pivoting the nation away from the Constitution and towards executive management over the legislative branch, that they needed to have a bunch of people firewalling that effort at the DOJ and in the investigative agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, when everybody's complaining about the FBI and the DOJ being politicized, well, there were some people screaming about this close to 20 years ago.
Yep.
That it had to stop and all of the executives at these places had to be purged. I'm just thankful that finally we're getting to a point in time where people understand that there needs to be a purge, not only at DOJ and the FBI, but at all of the intelligence gathering organizations and over at the State Department.
Yep. Yep. You're absolutely, totally spot on. All right, let me go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is, so I'm going to take a wild guess. Good morning. Is this Mary in St. Pete?
Yes, good morning.
What's up?
Yes, and I'll bet you were called a conspiracy theorist back then when you were saying things.
We were called worse than that.
I'll bet.
We were called a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just as people still are today.
Mm-hmm.
January 6th, I got to tell you, those people need to get out like yesterday. They're just trying to speak up their mind, and there's not a lot of people sticking up for them. But they saw what was going on. We all know what's going on, and we knew it back then. To try to get through to other people who don't believe this, for example, what's the origin of Facebook by the government, and why in the world do people not understand that the World Economic Forum, the first platform of those folks, is depopulation and connect the dots? I don't understand why people don't get that. Thank you.
Pretty simple where I'm sitting. They don't pay attention.
No, our society has groomed, and I'm using that word specifically,
mm-hmm.
Our society has groomed us to be self-important. We've gone through close to two generations now who have been taught that everything they do is wonderful, that everybody gets a trophy.
Yep.
That there are no consequences to your actions, and that if you don't get your way, you are a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So when you install this false self-importance about people, they only think about themselves, and that's when they stop listening to anything else. You know, January 6th, the bottom line about January 6th is that we now have political prisoners in the United States, which is something that used to be reserved for despot nations like Cuba and Venezuela. You can make that argument. It's a legitimate argument, and it should be actionable under the Fourth Amendment especially, and the First Amendment in a close second. But the arguments fall on false ears because it doesn't fit the narrative that people want to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about the World Economic Forum, it's in black and white. They don't believe in sovereignty of nations. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights as we have them written in the United States. They don't believe in the Creator. They want to create their own global government that is going to just ignore the sovereignty of nations. And they've decided the world's overpopulated. And that's just a fact.
Right.
Read the Great Reset, and you'll hear what Mary said is absolutely true.
Yep.
So Conspiracy theorists? I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory or not. It's certainly a conspiracy. Those are two different things.
Sure.
But they do deserve to be looked at, talked about, and examined. And until we can get people to be humble enough to sit down and listen and don't automatically believe that they're right about something without researching it, we're kind of behind the eight ball.
Yeah, you're right. Title 42, Frank, December 21st, what's going to happen?
Oh, God, you know.
Is he going to pull the plug?
I don't know.
I don't either.
There's a coin flip in the air.
Yep, I don't either.
It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be.
Nope.
But it's a coin flip in the air. And if we were actually a country that was operating under the rule of law, that had the Constitution as its basis, it wouldn't be twirling in the air. So I don't have an answer for you.
Well, I think I have to base it on this. The drug cartels smuggling humans, fentanyl, stolen tractor-trailer goods, I mean, whatever, coming across the U.S.-Mexican border, they are definitely public enemy number one. Don't take my word for it. Take Chad Wolf's word for it, who was the former Secretary of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. Without doubt.
Yep.
I mean, this situation has metastasized into such a grand ridiculousness.
Yep.
That it's hard for them to even deny that they're not laughing at everybody. We've got the power to secure the border, but they're not, but they're saying they are. You know, it's the ultimate gaslight.
Yeah.
You know, when you add the fentanyl, when you add the human trafficking, when you add the terror threat at the southern border, I mean, one thing upon another, upon another, upon another. And they still say, that's not happening down there.
Yeah.
Well, here, this guy just laid a bag of fentanyl on your desk, and he just told you that he waded across the Rio Grande. He's got wet carpet marks coming into the Oval Office to talk to you about it. No, he didn't. I mean, it's incredulous how they are bald-faced lying to every one of us.
You bet.
About what's happening in the border and doing nothing. Now, a lot of people used to say it's because they wanted to pad the rolls on the Democrat side. But when you understand how beholden the Biden administration and the progressive left is to the World Economic Forum, I have to believe that there's a dilution of sovereignty at play here.
All right, here comes the music. Can you hang on for another segment?
You bet.
All right, Frank Silvato will be right back with me here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, Frank's going to take us out to break. Here we go.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. California state lawmakers briefly returned to the state capitol today to swear in new members and elect leaders for the 2023 legislative session. But this year, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's also called lawmakers into a special session for the purpose of approving a penalty for oil companies when their profits pass a certain threshold. Last day of campaigning in Georgia for Democrat incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker before voters head to the polls tomorrow. An investigation's underway after a small plane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast Saturday night. Two people confirmed dead. A third is missing. Authorities in Venice, Florida, initiated a search Sunday morning following an inquiry to the Venice Municipal Airport about an overdue Piper Cherokee aircraft. Wall Street futures down 111 points early this morning. This is SRN News.
For a Christian, hope is that if you suffer faithfully for Jesus Christ and you're willing to take whatever the world throws out at you, then you will triumph.
Rod Dreher on Focus on the Family Minute.
And this is the key that the dissidents in Eastern Europe told me that got them through this. I talked to this one Baptist pastor in Russia. I remember Yuri Sipko is his name. We're standing on the street corner in Moscow in early November. The snow is starting to fall. And he looked at me in the eye and said, go back to America and tell the church, if you're not prepared to suffer for our Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to make it through what's coming. That is the key message of this book. People don't want to hear that we're going to have to suffer, but this has been the story of the Christian church since the very beginning. It is the story of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Muslim countries today, in China, and other nations.
Hear more from Rod about taking a stand for Christ at FamilyMinute.org.
Happy holidays from Paisanos. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and that means Yule logs, fruitcake, and gingerbread at Paisanos. Stop into Paisanos and sample all the cookies that are only available at Christmas time. Paisanos makes gift giving oh so easy with custom cookie trays. Save yourself time and stress and give delicious treats that everyone will love. Celebrate this Christmas with goodies from Paisanos. Paisanos Gateway Shopping Center off Stickney Point. Paisanos, yum.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. Before I get back to Frank, I want to tell you that this portion of the show brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 8 years, and I take it for a simple reason. It works. And if it didn't work for me, you wouldn't be hearing me telling you about it. Now, I've got problems, most people know, with some injuries that I've suffered that just don't seem to want to go away. It is what it is, and I just live with it. But the pain that I have is something that I can't live with without the help of this product. Now, I've had to take prescription drugs in the past. I've had to load up with a handful of Aleve, literally, in the past, and I decided that wasn't very good, which it wasn't. So I chose to go to Relief Factor when I found out about it. Now, what Relief Factor does is it's all natural ingredients, and I do mean all natural. There's no narcotics. It's 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which the combination of those ingredients helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation as well as swelling, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. It's like taking a vitamin pill for pain. Only it's four little capsules in a little packet that you take. And you take that in the morning when you get started with food, and then you go from there. If you need a second one, you take the second one with your lunch. If you need a third one, you take one with your supper, which you can do. But I don't have to anymore, thank God. Once in a while, I have to take a second pack, and that's it. But not all the time. But what I'm trying to tell you is that relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is the website where you can go to find out more about this and take part in the 1995 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. The 1995 quick start is the way to start. And hopefully you'll take my advice and see what happens. Because for those of you that are suffering and can't sleep at night, you know what I'm talking about. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website, the podcast, the articles he writes, all that great stuff. Welcome back, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And it's always a privilege, it's always as an honor to talk to you with the things that we do talk about. Now, I want to talk about something that I've saved until right now, and that's what's happened in North Carolina in Monroe County. Now, folks, if you haven't heard and you're sleeping under a bridge or a rock or whatever, there was some sort of, I'm going to call it an attack because that's what it appears to be, some sort of attack. It may have been sabotaged. It may have been a terrorist attack for all we know. But somebody went in and shot up an electric substation, and I mean shot it up. They didn't just hit it two or three or four or five times. They hit it numerous times with weaponry and ammunition that actually penetrated some of the equipment that was there. And you don't do that with a 22 or a 7.62 or an AR-15. That just won't do it.
Oh, yeah. You're talking 30 or a 50 caliber weapon.
That's right.
You know, this is high power military grade stuff.
Yep.
So when you take that into account, you have to believe that this was a planned out execution. It wasn't just some people out having a joyride wanting to shoot something up.
Nope.
So that narrows down to the suspect groups that this could come to. Whether it could be cartel related, could be foreign terrorism related. It could be eco-terrorism related. Which more and more is turning to the tactics of foreign terror groups,
right,
and mercenaries. So you have to ask those questions, at least be brave enough to put those questions on the plate.
Yep.
Because if you're just going to say, well, you know, yeah, they shot it up, it was horrible, and we'll get them one day, you can't do that. Because normally when something like this happens, it's a test run for bigger things. They want to see how your response is. And this is just going back to the days of when terrorism was on the main stage here in the United States after 9/11. Everybody began to understand that what terror cells do is they hit a smaller and softer target to see how you're going to respond. And then they execute the bigger plan. So with that in mind, I'm hoping that any counterterrorism task force that has the authority in that area is taking this very seriously. Because of hitting a substation and wiping out power to 40,000 people only took a couple belts of 50 cal.
Yeah.
You know, what can they do with a lot more? What could they do with a more building sized thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it got to pay attention to this stuff because bad never sleeps.
No. And they are definitely looking for us to lower our guard so they can do what they want to do, which is terrorism.
Absolutely. And again, I'm going to reiterate, don't throw off the plate the fact that this could be an eco-terrorist group, because right. You have a group of people in power now in D.C. who are pushing green, green, green and want to get rid of every other kind of thing that is fossil fuel fueled.
Mm-hmm.
So what better way to force that change to an old grid than to give them the opportunity to have to replace it with windmills and solar panels, both of which are not ready for prime time. So we've got to start having a more critical eye to these eco-terror groups because they are active.
Yeah. And there may be something else to look at here because Los Angeles, the city council, voted unanimously after they'd given them a permit about 6 months ago, unanimously to ban a new oil well that was operating, as well as to phase out the existing ones that are anywhere inside the city limits of Los Angeles.
You know, this is how tunnel vision itself, we were talking about tunnel vision and self-importance before.
Yep.
This is how tunnel vision and self-important the activist progressive left is. California is a prime example. You have countries in Switzerland and Denmark who are actively saying they are going to limit the number of electric vehicles that will be allowed to be on their streets because they understand their grid can't take it.
Correct.
And what are they doing in California? They're crippling themselves, and they're doing it ignorantly.
Yep.
They have not thought this through. If everybody went electric car tomorrow and plugged in, that grid would crash.
You bet it would.
And it would crash hard.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, once they get everybody to do electric cars, they're going to say, well, you know, we are, in addition to the rolling blackouts, you see, we're also going to have limits on when and how you can charge your car.
Yeah.
So you know, you're going to have to limit your travel unless you're Gavin Newsom, who wants to go to a French laundromat up in San Francisco to have dinner. you're going to understand what the elitist class is all about in California pretty damn quick if they are able to come through with this no fossil fuel vehicles after 2025 thing.
By the way, before
you're going to find out real quick.
Before we have to leave, because you got about a minute and a half here, North Korea has fired over 100 artillery rounds in a dire new warning to South Korea. This happened not very far from the DMZ.
Well, the Fat Man, and I'm sorry that I call him now, Fat Man must be losing at the track because nobody's paying attention to him.
Or he's not getting any
money. Whenever nobody's paying attention to him or making sure he's got his Hennessy cognac, if that's what he likes to drink. When he's not catered to, he throws a temper tantrum like this.
Yeah.
You know, the Korean military up there, the North Korean military, and I know they can't hear us, but if by chance someone's
satellite
putting us out on satellite, yep. North Korean military, everybody's laughing at you because of your leader.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The world laughs at you because of your leader. He's an idiot.
To be continued, as they say. 30 seconds. Elon Musk is weighing in after Trump posted a bunch of stuff to terminate parts of the Constitution. I heard about this. A lot of people got upset. He probably lost some of his supporters as a result of this. But what the hell is he thinking?
You do not talk about negating parts of the Constitution, even in jest. That was a blunder. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to be very hard-pressed to support him going forward if he keeps talking like this.
Well, he's spending too much time with Kanye, I think.
We just don't need that. You don't serve up ammunition to your opposition like that.
Nope.
It's dumb.
Nope, and he may have just cost himself the election, gave him enough fodder to do that. But anyway, I will talk to you on Friday, my friend. We're going to send everybody over to undergroundusa.com to find out more about you. Thank you very much, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvalo, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check him out, see all the great stuff that he's up to. In the meantime, I'm coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America, Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity that'll be the highlight of your year. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to Israel October of 2023 with the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we visit key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you an unprecedented view of a region you've likely only heard about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and more. It's a trip of a lifetime, a real bucket list trip. We'll have special guides for our group, luxury accommodations. We'll broadcast our radio shows from Israel as well. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel Tour. Come with us in 2023. Register today. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or just visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Join us.
At Mr. Sparky, we're America's on-time electrician. We all count on our home's electrical outlets to provide us the power we need when we need it. But sometimes an overloaded circuit can lead to a blown outlet, a major fire hazard. Safety is key when replacing an outlet or adding new ones. So leave it to the pros at Mr. Sparky. We'll get it done right and get it done safely.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-233-4295. 800-233-4295. 800-233-4295. That's 800-233-4295.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this final segment of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch for a Monday, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And by the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., which is one reason why people like stopping there so much. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they are just about as patriotic as anybody you'll find anywhere. So if you stop by, you have a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to America. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, especially down there in the local Sarasota area, as well as the south side of Tampa Bay. They do have some restrictions on where they go to do their work when they get outside, because they can't just send somebody to go to Timbuktu. It doesn't quite work that way. But anyway, they will do things over the mail, too, if you want to order some parts. I've seen them do that before. So you can stop by and see the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Great group of people, very patriotic, and we're proud to have them as part of our advertising family. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. What a day it was yesterday in sports.
Yes, sir, Captain, it sure was. Unbelievable. Last night's game, the Cowboys were just too much for the Colts, man. Beat them 54-19. What a beatdown, man. On Sunday night football.
Yep, second half surge.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming on strong. That division is surprising. The Giants and the Commanders, what a name, tied 2020, Captain. And, we talked about last week, there shouldn't be ties in the National Football League. There's not ties in college football. I think they need to do something in pro football and change the overtime to determine a winner in a game. And I know you agree with me on that, and I appreciate it. And I hope the NFL does something about it, because it would be a good thing to happen.
Well, you all want winners and losers, and I get the idea behind the time. They probably were looking at a time factor because of the network constraints that they've got with other programs that come on. But still, if you got football lined up and opened up, and it's supposed to be at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night or 8 o'clock or whatever time it starts, I forgot, then you got to leave it out there till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. I mean, how many times have you watched a baseball game go 20-plus innings, and it's still 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, they're playing baseball?
That's right, Captain. Same thing. Good point. That's where baseball, I think, has its right. Sometimes that's the beauty of baseball. It's not a time limit. You're going to get your chance, I'm going to get my chance. And I love that about the game of baseball.
Sure.
So, you know, we'll be here in spring training in no time. At least, Captain, and else in that division, the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, did very well when they beat the Titans. It was a good football team. So that NFC East is a tough division this year, and we're going to see the Super Bowl champion very well likely to come out of that division. It would not surprise me in the least. So very good to talk about that. Now, college football, it's all set up, Captain. Georgia versus Ohio State.
Oh, boy.
Michigan versus UCU. And they were slick because they didn't move TCU from the 3 spot. They kept them there because they didn't want Ohio State and Michigan to play again in the college football playoff system. It's funny how they, you know, make it work to their favor. It baffles me. And a lot of Alabama people aren't happy. They feel they should have been given a shot to get in there. But it didn't happen. They went with 2 1-loss teams and 2 undefeated teams, so you have to say they got it right in that department.
Why would you think Alabama deserves a shot with 2 losses when you got 2 undefeated teams in there?
Well,
why would anybody think that? They don't deserve a shot. They're lucky they're even in it.
Well, because TCU just lost. Normally when you lose, you get knocked out of the top 4 when something like that happens. But not this time because it's only 1 loss, which is a good thing. Should you go by the record or win?
And Alabama has 2.
Correct. So, well, and there's another argument to be had. Alabama's ranked ahead of Tennessee. The Tennessee fans aren't happy about that.
Tennessee beat them.
Head up.
Yeah.
But Alabama's been more, you know, decisive in their victories and their losses weren't as bad as Tennessee's were. So that's the rationale behind people and how they come up with these things. So it's funny. This is something to talk about, and it makes it exciting. Talk a little bit about soccer, Captain. USA got knocked out, but decent show. A lot of young kids on that team, Captain.
Well, they're gone, but not forgotten, right?
Right on. Because
that was a tremendous effort.
Now, mm-hmm. 4 years from now, these kids are going to be 27, 28. Guess what? That's when you peak in sports. And they're going to give a good run, I believe, in the World Cup in about 4 years. I sure hope so. I'm looking forward to it. Want to give credit to England for beating Senegal in the quarterfinals. Be interesting if England could win it all, Captain, with the Queen passing away this year, and then England wins it all. Kind of a neat story there, to say the least. Couple injuries I have to discuss. Jimmy Garoppolo out for a year with a broken foot. So now we'll see what happens with San Francisco. The kid who came in looked good, though. He was very serviceable, so we'll see what happens. Now you know if the talk's going to be out in San Francisco, right, Captain?
With
the quarterback on. Yeah. The kneeler. Let's bring him back. Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, and then we have, the Ravens QB, Lamar Jackson. He left the game with a knee injury. He's the guy who propels them past the Broncos. But the kid who came in there hung in there and did a good job for him, too. So it's funny. Some of these backup quarterbacks can jump in and fill in. I think a lot of it depends on the system and the coaching staff. Captain, as you've been around sports all your life and dealt with a lot of coaches, you know, they can do it or they can't.
Yeah.
So, well, the other thing, Captain, to bring up to let the people know, today is December the 5th. December 7th, you and I will talk Wednesday morning, Pearl Harbor Day, something to remember our great military for everything they did. But also, it's kind of unusual, but it is what it is. The government has said December 7th is your last day to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. So we have 3 days, folks, to get together, discuss your plans. I'll be at the Oldsmar office all day today, Captain. Anybody wants to come by and see me, it's right after Racetrack Road, right there on Hillsborough, Tampa Road, however you want to call it. And give me a call at 813-966-1052. Real easy number to remember. If you want to save some money on your Medicare, I've helped out people put $2,000 more in their Social Security check for next year already, and have gotten over $2,000 of benefits from the grocery store as well as through other establishments to get over-the-counter items. So you might as well take advantage of this, but you have to sign up for it. You have to do the paperwork, and I'm the one who can help you do that. So please, do yourself a favor. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052, and I can save you money on your prescriptions and your health care costs and put some more money in your pocket next year with everything rising, as Matt knows. Captain, God bless you. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you Wednesday. Should be a great game tonight between the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That NFC South, you're trying to fight to see who's going to win that division, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. Patrick Hyland's coming to lunch over at the Mission Barbecue there. Stop on by and see him. And for those of you locally, there seems to be something developing or brewing down in Venice involving a small aircraft. Roger P. Shulman, our news director, will have something about that, whatever it happens to be. I just got a smidgen of it here a couple minutes ago. But we'll see what it is that's transpiring down there. I will also tell you that you're going to hear more today about the Twitter files. This is really getting real fast, and it's unbelievable where we're going with all of this. The liberals are heading for the hills, literally. The newspaper and print and television and radio people that have been hiding on this, sitting on this, not reporting it accurately, trying to direct the cause towards Joe Biden back in 2020. Now they're being found out about. Now we know that what was said was true. All the things that we were saying back then was absolutely spot on accurate when we were all taking a bunch of flack for it. Well, I guess what goes around comes around, huh? Something like that? Is that the way it goes? But anyway, I'll be back tonight with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Great Monday morning. Hope to be able to see you soon. And I'll talk to you tonight on the radio. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America and God bless our military troops and first responders.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.